USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Capitol Hill, Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says government shutdowns just don't work.
This is an example of government dysfunction, which is should be embarrassing to everyone on a bipartisan basis.
Regarding a bill that would make it difficult for future government shutdowns,
I'd be open to anything that we could agree on a bipartisan basis that would make them pretty hard to occur again. There's some differences about how to craft that.
In a D.C. federal court on Tuesday, former Trump advisor Roger Stone pleads not guilty to 7 counts, including lying to Congress and witness tampering. Your numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, it was a mixed bag as the Dow was up 53 points to close at 24,581. The NASDAQ lost 57 and the S&P closed 4 points lower. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
The U.S. Justice Department has charged a Chinese telecommunications giant with a series of crimes that will raise tensions between Beijing and Washington amid an ongoing trade war. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
Huawei, which is the world's biggest manufacturer of telecommunications equipment, is charged with bank fraud, wire fraud, conspiracy to defraud the U.S., and theft of trade secrets. FBI Director Christopher Wray.
In pursuit of their commercial ambitions, Huawei relied on dishonest business practices that contradict the very economic principles that have allowed American companies and the United States to thrive.
The scheme also attempted to undermine sanctions against Iran.
The amount of time kids in the U.S. spend on their mobile screens has tripled over the past few years. That's according to a new study from the nonprofit Common Sense Media. Children 8 and younger spend 48 minutes a day staring at a mobile screen compared to 15 minutes back in 2013. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
According to the IRS, filing taxes for the first time under the new tax law should be seamless for 90% of Americans who file electronically. As we're almost a month into 2019, it's also a good time to examine your withholdings. That's at least according to certified public accountant Paul Schwartz. I had a chance to chat with him, and he says it's always a good time around the beginning of the year to take a look at what's being withheld from your paychecks.
My belief is that you really don't want to get big refunds. You want to make sure that your exemptions that you claim at work are just enough to cover you for your tax, but not to create a big refund. We feel that big refunds are basically allowing the government to hold on to your money, and when they pay you, they don't pay you a dime of interest. So we try to discourage people from getting big refunds. Unfortunately, sometimes people really count on that big refund, and I certainly try to educate my clients to not count on the big refund and have the money all year in their pockets and do the right things with it. But certainly you want to gather your receipts as best you can and also make sure that you've done your best to contribute to a retirement plan, either an IRA, traditional IRA, Roth IRA, or perhaps your 401k plan at work. Those are really the best things that you can do at this point.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.